In this video, we'll try and understand what is China's gain from the Russia-Ukraine conflict. See, the first thing that we need to understand is China and Russia's relations. They're not really allies, but they have a good business relationship. If you read many Western media's news articles, you will see that the Western media actually portrays Russia as someone who slightly fears China. But in reality, that is not the case. Of course, China has a lot of money. It is economically very strong. But Russia is still significantly militarily superior. Both the countries share a unique relationship. They have a good business relationship. And they are also heavily invested in each other. But at the same time, both the countries carefully observe each other's moves. More importantly, Russia keeps an extra eye on China. Because Russia is aware of Chinese political communism mindset. That is why you will also see that Russia keeps China at an arm's length on sensitive policy issues. Even the Russian security services use very little Chinese technology. Even Russia has accused China many times of reverse engineering and copying a lot of Russian military hardware. So you see, Russia-China are not natural allies, but they have similar interests, and they are weakening the transatlantic partnership, countering the US soft power, undermining European togetherness, and challenging American hegemony. Russia and China also are on the same page when it comes to countering the ideological game of the Western institutions and governments. But at the same time, Russia keeps China at an arm's distance. This means that today Russia wants to keep China in check. One of the options that Russia has is to cut oil supplies, coal supplies, and other minerals to China, so that China behaves how Russia wants. Similarly, Russia's economy depends on the sale of oil and gas, military hardware, and minerals. So both the countries keep each other in check. After all, these two countries are powerhouses. So when two powerhouses collide, their game is a different level, because they have to maintain their edge. Anyhow, I hope you get a picture of how tricky is Russia-China's relationship. They can come to an agreement on many things. They also economically benefit from each other, but they are not allies. You can say they have a good business relationship. Now, the next thing that we need to understand is that the whole Russia-Ukraine conflict is actually not between Russia and Ukraine. It is actually between the United States, European Union versus Russia. And Ukraine is the battleground that has been chosen. I've already made a video on the Russia-Ukraine conflict. I'll put the link to that video in the top right corner. Watch that and you will understand everything. So now the question is, what does China benefit from this whole conflict? Let's start with the easiest one. Which is the country that is right now countering the Chinese narrative, both politically as well as militarily, apart from Taiwan? It is India. So China knows that India has deep, favorable and strategic relations with both the United States and Russia. And China also knows that it is going to be difficult for India, or it can also be nearly impossible for India to maintain strategic autonomy. And as you may know, India did not participate in the UNSC voting. India chose the middle way, because if India votes in favor of Russia, then the United States will get upset. And if India favors the United States, then Russia will be upset. So anyhow, India will balance both, and India is very good in diplomacy. So that is not the problem. However, for China, you can think of it as an interest, because right now America's full attention is towards Europe. And that is actually not good for India. Because this Ukraine conflict is distracting the United States from the challenges posed by China in the Indo-Pacific region. So this is point number one. Now coming to point number two. If at all the Russia-Ukraine conflict escalates, let's say it turns into a full-fledged war, then it is going to be very difficult for India. Because right now India has chosen the middle path by not taking any side. If at all tomorrow, India is forced to take a side, and let's assume if India chooses the United States, then you must understand that currently Russia is India's primary defense partner. Many of Russian military equipment, weapons are currently operational in Indian military services. Because of this dependency, in the future, Russia can delay the replacement and servicing of equipment and weapons, which of course won't be in India's interest. And anything which is not in India's interest will automatically be China's interest. So this is point number two. Now coming to point number three. If you pay attention, both Ukraine and Taiwan are small powers trying to escape from the influence of greater powers like Russia and China. If you look at this scenario from both Russia's and China's perspectives, Russia and China both believe that Ukraine and Taiwan are integral parts of their territory. And what is more interesting is, the United States is a part of both conflicts. Although America has not extended the same security guarantees to Taiwan that it has given to Ukraine, But nevertheless, the United States is at the heart of both these conflicts. Both Ukraine and Taiwan have bad relationships with their dominators, and both of them have strategically oriented themselves towards the West to irritate their parents. So China has all the more reason to support Russia and depict the United States and other Western liberal democratic societies as chaotic and reckless. Suppose if United States fails in Ukraine, it will be considered a loss for the West. For example, look at Afghanistan. What did the American or NATO countries achieve? Nothing. Afghanistan has gone back to what it was. The United States were defeated by Taliban. These kind of narratives gained prominence. Similarly, if the United States or NATO forces fail in Ukraine, then it will give more power to the Chinese and Russian narrative, which is to undermine United States' credibility as a protector of the world and its allies. See, it is very simple and straightforward. If you look at both Russia and China, in today's time, these both countries are actually capitalist countries. However, it is also a complex question whether Russia and China are truly capitalist countries. So, Russia and China are capitalist economies. But if you look at the Russian and Chinese political models, they are not an example of democratic governance. I don't have the right word because words like autocracy, dictatorship are not right. If you look at the leadership of Russia and China, they are not a product of nepotism. They have proven themselves and have been placed wherever they are based on their performance. Although if you look at it from the outside, China's one-party system or Russia's political party, United Russia, looks authoritative. But inside these political parties, people have to prove themselves, right? Only then they will be promoted. In other words, meritocracy is there. But it is not like the Western democracy. So if you see, there is actually an invisible fight. Or you can say the war of narrative, as to whose governing style is the best. Western American style democracy versus Russia and China's own model of governance. Now, let's not take any side and be absolutely honest to ourselves. Forget about Russia and China's model of governance. If you see the Western American style democracy, it has dominated for a long time. And frankly, today in the 21st century, it is also causing massive chaos and dysfunction. Too much democracy is actually destroying the foundation of almost everything in our society. You cannot make policies on important issues if you have too much democracy. Because today no one can convince anyone even if you have facts. Everyone has become an activist. If you see, many of the problems that we see in our societies these days have been created by people who care more. You will hear people saying, I'm more aware of the science, I have read the research, I care about the environment, I care about poor people more than you, etc., etc. Too much democracy has actually led to the decline of common identity. That's what leads to an identity crisis. Europe is facing it. America, Canada is facing it. If we don't have a common identity, then we will be picked apart one by one. And that is how civilization is destroyed. And if you see, that is what the big technology companies are doing with artificial intelligence. Targeting individual audiences, manufacturing perception for them. I'm not saying democracy is bad, but too much is not good. Too much of anything is not good. So anyhow, this Russia-Ukraine conflict can actually turn out to be a turning point in building a new world order. And China's interest is to succeed at weakening the global appeal of democratic states, institutions and norms, so that it can create a space for flaunting the strengths of its own governance model as an alternative. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.